I'm joined today by Stephen Furtick, the founder and lead pastor of the second fastest growing church in the nation. It's Elevation Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. A champion of audacious faith, he's the author of Sun Stand Still. It's his first book. Stephen, wonderful to be with you today.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Now, Stephen, someone is riding up an elevator with you and they say, "Hey, I hear you're working on a new book. What's it about?" What would you say to them?
First of all, I'd say, you don't have enough time in this elevator ride for me to unpack this for you because it's a life message for me. But if I have to tell you by the time we get to the top floor, I'll tell you that it's all about audacious faith. And I want to help people understand that they're not meant or designed to simply survive the world. God designed them to change the world. And you do that through audacious faith. So this book is all about audacious faith, not only believing that God can do impossible things through you, but acting boldly once you realize that astonishing fact. We're going to help people learn how to pray their own Sun Stand Still audacious prayers and trust God in faith and act in obedience and see God do the impossible through their lives.
Speaking of audacious, asking the sun to stop in its track seems bold, if not insane. But so where do you get your title from, and how does it inform your message?
It's one of my favorite, often overlooked miracles in the Bible, and it comes from the life of Joshua. And we know that Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho. Most of us learned a song about it. But then later in Joshua's career as a leader of Israel, there is this absurd miracle in Joshua chapter 10 where Joshua and the nation of Israel need more time to defeat their enemies. And so Joshua issues this command in front of the whole nation, "Sun stand still over Gibeon." And I was reading that one day, reading through the book of Joshua. I underlined it, started thinking about it, and realized that Sun Stand Still really captures the essence of the kind of faith, mountain-moving, water-walking faith that I not only want to live my life with and teach to my kids and teach to my church, but share with an entire nation and a world of people that sometimes can become complacent and sometimes can live life barely treading water, and sometimes can even walk away from their faith because it feels like it's not working for them. So it sounds insane to us that God would cause the sun to stand still, that he would literally do that and intervene in human history and hit pause on the equinox and stop time, freeze the sun in the middle of the sky. But he did just that, and I believe he still does that today, maybe not physically, but I believe that God is still involved to this day of moving on our behalf, doing the impossible for his glory. And as we advance the gospel of Jesus, I believe that everyone, no matter who you are, what you do, gym teacher, football coach, stay-at-home mom, banker, lawyer, professor, 14-year-old student, can walk in the same faith that enabled Joshua to tell the sun to stand still in the middle of the sky so that he could have more time to defeat his enemies. And I want people to be a little caught off guard when they hear that they're going to be taught how to pray their own sun stand still prayer. I mean, most people are hoping maybe that their faith is enough to get them to heaven when they die. And I want to tap into a level of faith that goes beyond just saving faith, believing in Jesus. I want to tap into a level of faith and a level of audacity in the hearts of the readers that they can pray their own sun stand still prayer in specific areas of their lives and see God do the impossible. So I hope it sounds a little ridiculous because it is. In other words, any theology that does not have a measure of audacity to me is an unbiblical theology. Our God is an audacious God. The story of the Bible is audacious from front to finish. And if you don't have a vision that's big enough for your life that it made somebody laugh recently or causes you to maybe get a little sick to your stomach when you think about it, you may not have a vision. You may just have a daydream. We want to teach people how to have a vision, a sun stand still vision for their lives.
Now, the emergence in just a few years of Elevation Church, where you pastor, as an innovator in ministry, has captured the imagination of many. Tell me about how the story of the church and even the story of your own faith journey shaped the message of Sun Stand Still.
it's not just a story about me or our church, but I can only speak from my experience. So as a pastor, what I bring to the table is I'm this young guy, I'm 29 years old, and I'm pastoring this church that started with 19 people. There were 19 of us. Actually, it started with me, my wife, and another couple. And we met in our living rooms, and we started dreaming about this church that God wanted us to start one day. In fact, I had a vision, if you can call it that. I don't think I would have described it as that. At the time, it was just an impression. When I was 16 years old, I was reading a book called Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire by Jim Cimbala. He was a pastor of the Brooklyn Tabernacle in New York. And there's a sentence in that book that says, "I despaired at the thought that my life might slip by without God showing himself greatly on our behalf." And somehow, as a high school junior, God used that one sentence in my spirit, in my heart, in my consciousness, as much as I could understand it at the time. I wouldn't have been able to verbalize it, but I knew one day I'm going to start a church and reach people far from God. And that began a sequence of events in my life, trusting God in audacious faith. And it eventually led to me sitting down with these seven families and saying, let's go start a church. There's got to be more to life than filling up a 401k, buying a boat, retiring in Florida, and dying. There's got to be more to life than just getting through it. There's got to be more to life than just making sure our kids can get in private school or making sure that we're healthy and we don't put on 20 more pounds this year. Let's do something so big that if God doesn't step in, we'll certainly fail. And I cast that vision to these families, and they followed Jesus through the vision that he had given me. And we've seen our church grow now from less than 20 people 4 years ago to over 5,000 people in attendance every weekend today. We've seen over 6,000 people give their lives to Christ in this ministry. We've seen almost 2,000 people baptized. But this isn't a story about what we've seen. It's a story that uses the faith experience that we've had in order to initiate and activate the audacious faith in someone else's life. In other words, this isn't just for pastors and worship leaders and people who are going to move to the mission field in Africa. Audacious faith is for everybody. And audacious faith isn't always about what you do, but it's how you do it. So I believe that you can do anything God has called you to do, whether that's raising kids, having a godly marriage, working a part-time job in the mall, with audacious faith. And I'm going to show people how God has revealed himself in big ways in my life. Of course, I'm going to share my story, but I'm going to tie it in along the way so that you can find yourself in this story and hear the stories of others who aren't in full-time ministry, because there's no such thing as part-time ministry. We're all in full-time ministry. God has called us all to audacious faith, and I'm going to share from my experience, but my hope is that every reader will have their own page 23 sun stand still experience.
Now, you'll agree that faith is probably the most preached on topic in Christianity today. But what sets sun stand still apart? For example, what particular kind of faith are you talking about in the book, and what kind are you not talking about?
Well, Christian complacency is nothing new to our generation. Paul told Timothy that there are many people who have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of it. In other words, it's not working. And I don't believe that faith is a drug to sedate you through a life that you hate. Faith is a force to transport you to another realm of reality. That's the kind of faith I'm talking about. That sun stands still, audacious, page 23, move of God, faith. And that kind of faith is only activated when we put our faith, not in our own faith, but in the faithfulness of our God. The entire Bible is the story of the faithfulness of God to faithless people. A lot of people hear this message and say, well, that's not for me. Man, I just go to work construction, or that's not for me. I'm trying to not strangle my 16-year-old who just got her driver's license and is driving me crazy. You're not talking to me. You're talking to some missionary in sub-Saharan Africa, and I'm not just talking to the person in a third world country. I'm not just talking to Mother Teresa. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you who feel like you have lost your sense of meaning and purpose. And this kind of faith that the Bible calls us to is radical, risky, edgy, unique. You're not trying to mimic someone else's miracle. You're trying to imitate the faith of Joshua, who called the sun to stand still in the middle of the sky. So we're not talking about a magic formula, but there are principles. It's not that we spin around three times and do a dance and God's obligated to act in the way that we've manipulated him to act. But when we apply the principles of audacious faith and put our faith in the faithfulness of our God and then act, not just sit around and pray for rain, but prepare the field and not simply tell the sun to stand still and wait for God to feed our enemies, but to pray that the sun would stand still and then march all night. That's one interesting thing about Joshua. He prayed and he acted. So we're going to teach people a new brand of faith, a brand of faith that moves beyond the comfortable confines of cultural Christianity and steps out, believing that God will step in and trust God for something so big that he absolutely has to act.
Stephen, what makes audacious faith so indispensable for the church in general, and yet so promising to a new generation of Christians in particular?
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 teaches that. You can't be saved without faith. It is by grace we are saved, through faith, through faith. It's the very way that we become Christians. Too many people stop there. And there's a new generation of Christians rising up, and they're not content to just have enough faith to pass from here to eternity and get through the gates. And they're not content just to have enough faith to show up at church and study their Bibles and to be good little boys and girls. There's a generation rising up that desires to be great for the glory of God, not for the fame of our own name, but for the glory of our Savior. I'm speaking to that person, the person who knows there's got to be more to faith than this. And I think the timing of this message is impeccable. We're in a national situation right now. People are screaming for change, and that can only be accessed through biblical faith. So the church doesn't need to be backing down right now, hunkered in the basement, eating beanie weenies, waiting for the world to end. We need to be stepping out and embracing our role, the light of the world, the salt of the earth. The church is the change the world is waiting for. This is not the time for the church to back down. This is the time for the church to rise. And I believe there's a hungry generation, a next generation, not content to simply borrow the second-hand faith of their moms and dads, but determined to walk in audacious faith, wanting to see God do the inexplicable through their lives. And they don't want to just mark time. They don't want to just get by. They want to see the sun stand still. They want to see the impossible happen through their lives. We're not just going to inspire that through sun stand still. We're going to show you how to do that and break it down to the finer points of the fundamentals and forensics of faith, the architecture and alchemy of audacity, how to truly walk in faith from day to day, how to approach the ordinary of your life, and to see God ignite the ordinary and add his super to your natural as you walk in audacious faith.
From the mouth of a 29-year-old, can't believe it. Stephen Furtick, he's the pastor of Elevation Church in Charlotte, North Carolina, as well as the author of his first book, Sun, Stand Still. Stephen, we look forward to speaking with you again and hearing what God's doing in your life. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much. God bless.